Good morning. Welcome back. On March 1st, 1982, a gentleman by the name of Rick Bodine was walking on the roof of his school, stealing floodlights. He stole one of them, passed it down to his accomplice, and while he was walking across the roof to steal a second one, he stepped onto a skylight. He fell through and ultimately ended up, number one, being paralyzed for life, and number two, making it into the folklore as a classic example of frivolous litigation. Because after falling, getting hurt while trying to rob the school, his family actually sued the school and the school district for negligence. The skylight had been painted over. There was no warning sign warning burglars to watch their step. And therefore, he held them responsible for his injuries. The school, believe it or not, settled for an award worth equivalent of approximately $1 million in today's money. There was $250,000 cash and then certain payments for life. And as you can imagine, there was a big tumult. Is this really justice? Does it make sense that a burglar has the right to sue a property owner for injuries suffered while trying to break in? Now, what you think of the American judicial system, we'll leave that perhaps for a CLE or for another time. But what I'd like to talk about is from a halakhic perspective. What are the responsibilities of a homeowner to keep his property safe? Is he mechuyev to put up a postal warning? How do we deal with it lahalach? Now, there are two separate questions. There's a question of isur v'heter, and there's also a question of dinei mamonos. Today we'll focus on the isur v'heter part, the obligation, the chiyuv that a person has to make sure his premises are safe. And in the future we'll get to the halachos of bar b'shus harabim, bar b'shus hayachid. We'll deal with the when there is or is not a chiyuv mamon. So let's begin. The obligation and the isser of having something unsafe in your house is a very straightforward halacha, the halacha of Maika. And it's really, the makar is one very straightforward pasuk. The pasuk tells us, Ki sivne bayis chadosh, when you build yourself a new house, v'yosisa makel l'gagecha, you have to build a wall or a fence on your roof. So you shouldn't be responsible for any bloodshed in your house. If someone falls down off the roof. So very straightforward mitzvah that if you build a house, you have a roof where people are using. There's a possibility, there's a risk that someone will fall off. There's an obligation to build a mica. Now let's go through this pasuk a little bit more carefully and see exactly what the pasuk is telling us. It begins ki sivne, when you build a house. We're discussing building a house, not buying a house, not renting a house. We'll see in a moment what we darshan from that. Bayis chadash, a new house. V'yosis ma'aka l'gagach. There's a mitzvah asay to build a fence. This is a mitzvah asay when you build yourself a house, when you put up the wall, you mean makayim a mitzvah asay deraisa of v'yosis ma'aka l'gagach. The pasuk then continues, Lo yisasim dam v'vayseach. Here we're not dealing with a mitzvah asay, it's not a positive mitzvah. Here we're talking about a lav. Lo yisasim dam v'vayseach. Do not have any unsafe condition where someone can get killed from. This is a lav. It's not just a mitzvah asay to put up the fence. There's an iser lav to go ahead and leave to have a roof without a fence. Ki yipo hanayif umimeno, because we're concerned someone will fall and it will lead to someone's death. So we have both a mitzvah seh and we have a mitzvah seh. Now the Sifri has a number of limudim from this pasuk. The first point is ki sivne, you're building a house. Why is it important how you got the house? Does it make a difference whether you buy the house, whether you rent the house, whether you yarshin the house? So the Sifri says, ein li elo boina, pasuk, if he literally just tells you if you build a house, lokach yarash v'naslam v'matana minayin. What happens if you buy it, you inherit it, you get it as a present? How do we know the same obligation applies? Tama loymer, bayis mikol makon, kisivne is lav dafka. Now, why does it use the lashon of kisivne? So this is a bit of machlokes, but what What some the Magen Mishnah quotes a Yireyim that actually has a Chiddush, that this applies only to a homeowner. If you look carefully, the Sifri tells us it's not only building. If you buy, you get a Yerusha or a Matana. What if you're a tenant? What if you're renting a house and there's no Micah? So there are Rishonim that say, based on this Pasuk, the Pasuk is Tisivne, the Sifri only includes other forms of ownership. But if you're a Seicher, if you're just a tenant, Midoy Raisa, you do not have a Chiyuv to put a Micah. Now, nevertheless, Midrabanon, there is an obligation to do so because L'maisa, it's unsafe. Landlords, apparently, the fact that landlords do not maintain their property promptly is nothing new. This has been going on since the times of the Gemara. So therefore, Midrabanon, they say there's an obligation on the Seicher, but Midoy Raisa, according to some Rishonim, there's no Chiyuv on the Seicher. Probably, if you hold that the chiyuv on the seicher is Rabbanon, then pashtus, the owner would have, it was the one that has the chiyuv d'oraisa. We'll get back to it either at the end of this year or perhaps next week. It's not quite as simple as, but that's the pashtus. That's the first rasha. Kisivna, you build a house, so we're saying, it doesn't have to be you build it, any form of ownership, a rental might be different. But now the Sifri continues. And the yellow bias. The pasuk is very specific. You have a roof of a house, you build a wall. Now, interestingly enough, there's an assay and a lois assay. The assay is building a fence. The lois assay is loisas and dumbivisef. If you think about it, the lois assay is much more general. Loisas and dumbivisef means you cannot have any unsafe condition. So, l'chayra, it doesn't limited to a roof of a house. You could have a swimming pool, you can have a pit, you can have anything, you can have a loaded handgun in your house. Any situation which is dangerous, you have the love of loisasim dam devaisecha. It's a general love. The assay, on the other hand, seems very specific. V'yosisa makel gagecha. You have a roof, someone can fall off, build a wall. So at least if we take this pasuk very literally, it's a very specific case, falling off the roof of a house. Something else may not necessarily be subject to this mitzvah assay. We don't know that yet. Now, when the Sifri continues, that Eli Ela Bayis. We only see from the pasuk you have a house, you live there, so you have to have a wall around the roof. Minayin haboyne beis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-eitzreis. What is the halach if you build yourself a warehouse and there's a roof on that? Do you have an obligation to make a micah? Tamam loymer kisivne, or another gerso, loisasim dam beisach. So we learn out from the lashon of kisivne that if you build, any kind of construction is included in this mitzvah. Doesn't have to be necessarily a house. You have a warehouse. If there's a roof, people can fall off. You have to build a fence around it. But now the Sifri continues. Yochal af aboyne beis sharach sadron b'peseh. So you think that if there's a gatehouse or a porch, another type of structure, you'd also have a chiv to build a micah. Tamam loymer bayis. It says bayis. Ma bayis meyuchad shehu beis dira. Yatsu elu she'enon beis dira. So we learn from the bias that a porch is not obligated in the midst of Micah, because it has to be a bias. It has to be a beis dira. It has to be a place where people live in, as opposed to a porch or an achsadra, which is something that people do not live there. They may walk through at times, but here the obligation of Micah does not apply.
Definition of
mephesis
over here.
So we have from the Sifri a riboy and a miut. A riboy is that a warehouse is also included in this mitzvah. The miut is that a porch, a mepesed, an achsadra, these other structures are not included in the mitzvah of Micah. Now this is the Sifri. The problem is that if the Mechaber and the Rambam begins halach and simen tavchav zayin, it's in Ritzach and Shmir Sanefesh. Mitzvah says, "Say last is other Micah legaga." There's mitzvah to make a fence around your roof. Shneimar v'sisa Micah legagacha. Vuhu sheyia bayis beis dira. This is a house where you live in. Avo beis oitzroitz beis habakor ki yoitzu behen ein zakkla. You have a warehouse. You don't have to put up a Micah. So the Noisa Kain will point out this is a stira to the Sifri. The Sifri learns out from Kisivna that a warehouse has to have a Micah. The Mechaber and Rambam say that you don't have to have a Micah. Where did the Mechaber get this halacha from? So the Sma says that the Rambam Taka argues in the Sifri. He says that when you find in Hilchos Mezuzah, there's a machlokus whether a warehouse has to have a mezuzah, doesn't have to have a mezuzah. The Rambam paskins, there is a chiyuv mezuzah, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. And therefore the Rambam holds Micah is the same halacha, that Tifri is going according to the other Tanon, it's nidche from halacha, and that is why the Rambam paskins the same way a warehouse is not chayiv in mezuzah, it's not chayiv in Micah, halacha is not like the Tifri. Problem is, the Sma points out, that works for the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah says a warehouse doesn't have, you don't need a mezuzah. So he can hold, there's no Micah either. He says that Tali Habaha. Problem is, the Mechaber paskins a warehouse has to have a mezuzah. So if it has to have a mezuzah, it means it's called a bias. Why in the world is there no Chi of Micah? So Zag the Sma, and I'll say it, some Sefer really adds to it, I'll put the two together. Zag the Sma, you study this Dekalach. He says, why do you have to build a wall around the roof? The reason why, someone might fall off. It's a danger. Zak the Sma, it's true. The Mechaber holds, you want to know, is a warehouse considered a bias? It's considered a bias. That's why there's a Chiyu Mezuzah. Lemaisa, it's a warehouse. You use it. That's enough of a bias. Based Dira, you have to have a mezuzah. On the other hand, how often do you go on the roof of your warehouse? It's not a very common occurrence. It's unusual. Therefore, there's not much of a risk that someone will actually fall off the house, off the roof of the warehouse. Zakta Sma, the way the Chasam Sefer explains, the pasuk is not just the pasuk doesn't just say v'hisi smaka l'gagacha. The pasuk ends v'isasim dam beveisacha ki yipol hanoyif only menu. You have to put a fence because someone may fall. In Cain, if you have a type of roof or the type of building where no one's going to fall, people do not go up there very often. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv Micah. So it's not so important whether it has the technical question, is it a bias, is it not a bias? 100%, it's called a bias, and that's why it's Chayiv and Mezuzah. But since it's not usual to be used, it's people simply don't go there, therefore there is no Chiyuv Micah. Mm-hmm. The way the Chasam Sefer explains it is that normally that would be time of the Krah. Normally, if the pasuk says build a wall around your roof, then it's telling you halacha, and we can't go ahead and say I think my roof is different. Over here, Zakta Chasam Sefer, the pasuk continues ki yipo hanoyfo mimeno, because he will fall. L'sasun dam b'vaisecha, it has to be a danger. Therefore, if it's something which in practice is simply not a danger, there's no chiyuv. Now, if I don't want to get personal. But if we drive by your house, is there a fence on your roof? Probably not. And the reason, it's slanted. So, Pasuk doesn't say anything about being straight. It says a roof requires a fence. So, Zok the Rajba, that's in the Rajba, and again, it's many other Achroinim as well, that a roof that people do not go on, there's no Kiyipol Hanoyful Mimenu. And therefore, we don't say Xeris Hakosov, it's a din, any house, any roof needs a fence. A house where King Yipo HaNoifu Meno, which people go on top of, people use, that requires a Micah. But a roof which is not used, certainly if it's slanted where it's not Oimid, it can't be used. So in that case, there's no Kiyo Micah, and that's why you will not find fences around the perimeter of people's roof. Enochanami. And we'll see, we're going to muddy the waters a little bit more about that question as well shortly. But the short answer is, it is going to be difficult in many cases. But again, we'll make it more complicated, and then hopefully at the end we'll try to get a little bit more clarity.
If I understand correctly, I think only a porch that has a dira underneath it really would fit this description. Otherwise, people don't go on roofs today.
Okay, so you're saying two things, and they're both true, but according to different achroinim, they disagree with each other. And what I mean by that is, there's one point that you're making is a very practical question. If people use the roof, there's a danger, we need a fence. If people don't use the roof, There's no danger, no obligation. If that's true, then all of the details that we're going to learn about, a warehouse, a porch, a this and that, are irrelevant. It's a practical question. Commonly used, danger, put up a fence. Not a danger because no one goes up there, don't bother. So we don't really care. There are no halachas. If you understand it like that, there are no halachas about different structures. It's just a practical case. And then we're learning the Sifri, we're learning these drashas as simply giving common examples. When the Sifri says warehouse is obligated, it's because warehouses, people use the roof, and that's why there was an obligation. When the Sifri says porches were not obligated, it meant because porches weren't used, and therefore there's no obligation. But if things change, suddenly we have warehouses where people don't use the roof, or if we have porches that people normally do use the roof, then already perhaps the halacha would be different. And that is one understanding of these halachas, and again, we'll go through who says what in a moment. The other point that you raised is what you said, is there has the roof is all talking about where there's a dira underneath. You have to live underneath. If you do not live underneath, then there's no chiyuv ma'akom. Now that is a very much a din. It's not looking at the mitzius, how common, how dangerous it is. It's saying, the Torah is telling you a halacha. You have a roof of your house, build a ma'akom. If it's not your house, I don't care if you have 3 million people streaming through it, it's not a mico of a gag. It's not a gag for a bias, and therefore perhaps there's no obligation. And we'll see, again, there's a chazanish that says something along those lines. We'll get to that in a moment. But there's a basic question when you have this pasuk that on one hand gives details. It's a mico of a house. And the Sifri starts talking about this structure and that structure. How do we understand it? Do we understand that these are just examples? But the question boils down to how common it is it? Or is it telling us a din and there are gedorim, there's a cause of and there are differences between a house and other types of dangers. Now, the Dvar Avram in the Shitas HaRambam says that there are really three levels. He says when you have a gog of a bias, a house is something people live in. You live in your house. You're always looking for more space. The gog back then, they were flat. People used it for various things in the house, and therefore the din of asis ma'akel gagelcha. There's a mitzvah sasei to build a gog, to build a ma'ika, and there's a lois sasei for not building a ma'ika. That is the case of a house. What about a warehouse? Beis Oitzer. So there, although the Rambam writes that you don't have an obligation, Zakta Dvar Avram, the Rambam is talking about the mitzvah saseh. In the mitzvah saseh, the Rambam learned v'asisa makel gagelcha, the Torah is being, that only applies by a gaga v'bayis. So a warehouse, he argues on the Sifri, he says, there's no mitzvah saseh, you don't have to put up a fence. However, if the warehouse is used, the bottom line is there's a danger. If there's a danger, so it's true it might not be a Beis Dira. So it's true it might have a different level because there's a somewhat reduced level of risk. Nevertheless, because at the end of the day there is some sort of sakana, he says the lav will apply. So you'll have to put up a fence not because of the sisimaka legagacha. You'll have to put up a fence simply to avoid the iser of loisasim dambi v'vesecha. Some, what we'll call moderate level of risk, doesn't have the assay. The assay is only when it's extremely risky. But when it's a step below that, the lois assay will apply even though there's no assay. In contrast, when you have a marpeset, which is something which is not used at all or virtually never used, there it's something which it's such an unusual or such a low risk, there it is mutter legamri. So according to the Dvar Avram, we'll have three levels. We'll have a high risk level. That's what we call a bias, where there's an assay and a lois assay. There's a moderate risk, the Rambam learns is a warehouse, where the lois assay applies, but not the assay. And then there's low risk, which is mutter completely. Now, Halacha v'Chazonish actually says that, although there are terutzim on the Rambam, on the Mechaber, he says, halacha l'maisa is not like the mechaber. And he says, since the Sifri says clearly that a warehouse has a chiyuv ma'aka, a person does have to put up a ma'aka, perhaps he shouldn't make a bracha because of the suffix, but we're not slamech on the mechaber and the Rambam l'hakol. and a person should go ahead and should put up a mica on even on a warehouse. What? No, so if it's not used at all, so there the Ritva and the Chazon Ish and everyone says, it's not a roof that's not used at all, there's no chiv even if it's a bais. So if it's never used, there's no obligation. The issue is, it's used somewhat. Can you, do you say it in the smite from the pasuk of bias or not? And the Chazon Ish learns, says that the halakha l'maisa, you would not semich on the mechaber, and you would have to put up a mica.
When is he
later
on the lot?
Hmm?
When is he later on the
lot? 30
days?
What?
The
chiyuv to put it up, kisivne b'ayischa, it's a bit of machlokes, but kisivne b'ayischa, they learn it, kisivne b'shas binyan. The moment you build the house, that is when the chiyuv applies. Others say it's until you actually move in. But certainly, to say you have an extra 30 days, you have a zman, that doesn't apply. People's lives are at risk. There's a chiyuv to go ahead and to take care of it immediately. And according to some, it's even before you move in. What is interesting is the chiyuv is only when the house is actually built. So what question comes up, if you're building yourself a house, you have a contractor working on it, and very often the gag or the railings will go up before the entire house is complete. So if you do that, again, we'll have to deal with shlichus and who's building it in a moment, but if you build the wall around the porch or around the place that's chayip makeh before the rest of the house is complete, you're not makeh in the mitzvah. Now, certainly there's no chiyuv to go ahead and wreck the house or rip down the porch, the railing, to redo it again. But nevertheless, if you want to be mekayim this mitzvah, I say, you wait until the house is up, and then you go ahead and you put up the railing to be mekayim the mitzvah of Micah. So this is the halacha of a warehouse in a marpeset, where marpeset is excluded. A warehouse, we have a machlokes. Now then, the Gemara has another exclusion. And they already, the drasha is from Gagecha, your roof. So the discussion in the Gemara, what about if the roof is owned by partners? Is that included in Gagecha or not? So the Gemara, Lamaskana, we hold that there is a chiyuv even if it's owned by partners. Gagecha is not coming to exclude that. However, the Gemara says that Gagecha is coming lafuke bate kinesios, bate midrashis. You have a shul, there's no chiyuv to build a mica around the gag of the shul. Why not? So here already there seems to be a machlokes rishayim. Rashi explains the reason why a shul is different. He says it's one thing to have a partnership where you have two partners. So even though it says gagecha, still there's a chi of maika, and they'll have to go ahead and you'll have to put up the fence. That's when there are two partners. On the other hand, a shul that is owned by the tzibur at large, everyone throughout the world has some sort of ownership in it. That is nismayit from Gagecha, and there's no chiyuv to build a mica. Fair enough. According to Rashi, if you have a privately owned shul or it's owned by a group of people, and a chnami, this halacha would not apply, and there would be a chiyuv mica. Now in Shulchan Aruch, the way it's brought down is a bit different. There already it's brought down more as a practical sense that a bate knias and bate midrashas are pater, lufish enim asurim ledira. It's not made for dira, which the Dvar Avraham and many Akraim interpret this to mean as a practical point. Since people do not live there, there's no reason to climb up on a roof. If you have a house, you live there, you end up needing the roof for various reasons. You have to put a mica up. On the other hand, if it's something which is not oymid ledira, it's a shul, not very often you climb onto the roof of the shul, and therefore there's no chiyuv mica. Now, so actually, there are a number of Jews that talk about a sukkah on a roof was a very common shaila, because you know in the past few decades people do not use their roofs very much for tashmishin. But a sukkah was one example where you needed the space, that's the one open area to go. And that the issue was, when you're on sukkahs, or when you build your sukkah, do you now have to go ahead and build a mica around the entire roof? Because now it's something that's being used. So here we have another case where we have a miut, that Bate Knesis and Bate Midrashim do not require a mica. And we seem to have two approaches of why not. Rashi seems to say it's a din. Since it's owned by everyone at large, we don't know who, the chiyuv isn't chal on any specific person, and therefore you don't have to put up a mica. On the other hand, the way the Dvar Avraham understood the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, is it's telling you a very practical point. Because no one lives in the shul, it's not common to go up, If it's not coming to go up on the roof, then there's no obligation to build it because it's not much of a danger. So again, so we have one sheet that looks very much at the practicality, and we have Rashi that looks very much at the din. So how do we understand? We can really ask the question both ways. According to Rashi, what's the pshat that something which a shul, because it's owned by the tzibur, doesn't have a chiyuv ma'ika? What happened to the risk? Well, ma'isa, there's a danger. People can fall off. Simply because of a technicality, it's not a base dira, or it's owned by the public. Now we don't care whether people are going to fall off and get killed. How do we understand? What? So we have a question. The bottom line is that no one's responsible, and we let people fall off the roof every day after every Shabbos. You know, after davening, we have another levaya. No one has any achrayas. How do we understand this? So there are two basic approaches in the achrayim, very different, but I'd like to go through one of them. So L'Hayr's Nasan goes like this. L'Hayr's Nasan, I think this is probably the way the approach of most achrayim. Says like, understands like this. Avada, when we deal with loisals and dumb veisecha, if it's dangerous, you've got to take care of it. Anything that's a danger, there's no excuses. If there is a real risk of people getting hurt, you're going to have to put some sort of safeguard. The discussion over here is only on that mitzvah essay of building a mica. Because when you have a mitzvah to build a mica, why do you have to build a fence? There are no other eitzes? Maybe have someone on during chakras when people are going up. You'll have a shomer. Send a shomer up there who will make an announcement and make sure and warn people about the risk. There are other eitzes. Zogdu Hayr is Nasan. The whole discussion, all the miyutin, the miyut, a riboy, a warehouse, and my peset, is all talking about it. It is in the context of this mitzvah say. There's mitzvah say you have to build a fence. There are rules. The fence has to be 10 tzvachim according to most rishonim. What happens if you build a fence that's 8 tzvachim? So it's possible you'll say there won't be any risk. But if there's a chi of maika, if you have the criteria of a gag of a bias that has a chi of maika, you can't come up with other alternate solutions. It has to be a fence, it has to be 10 tzvachim, you're going to have to follow the rules. On that, we have a bunch of cases. We have a shul is not subject to these rules, a porch isn't subject to these rules, a warehouse, we have a machlaikis. We'll have to go through each case and deal with the psukim, it is included, it isn't included. But at the end of the day, if there's a risk, the law of loisas and dum devesach will apply. You're going to have to do something to mitigate that risk and make sure people don't get hurt. The whole issue, the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, and this is free back and forth, is just, do we also have this assay? Do we have this technical requirement build a fence? Or can we do whatever else we want to mitigate that risk? So that's Lohiris Nelson's approach. So it comes out, is that anytime there's a risk, you're going to have to deal with it. It's the question is only, do I have to build a fence? Do I have to fulfill the criteria of a mica? Or can I do whatever I want or whatever practical ideas I have to mitigate the risk? You'll have another issue of question of whether you can make a bracha. If you're dealing with the roof of a shul and there's a risk, so it's nismayit from the mitzvahs I say of mica, you're still going to have to put in some protection because of the lav, but you're not in the kind of mitzvah saseh, and you won't go ahead and you won't make a bracha. Mashenkein, if it's a gag of a bias, if it meets these criteria, then the mitzvah saseh will apply, and then you'll have to make a bracha when you're building the wall. This is the mahalach of Ohiris Nasan and other many other achrayim. The Chazaynish has a whole new approach. Chazaynish is bothered by the question that we've raised over the past. He asks it in a few different ways, but he's bothered basically by first, what's going on. A house, what's the difference between a house and a porch? If people go there all the time, there's a chiyuv ma'ika. If people are never there, you don't have a chiyuv ma'ika on either. What's the pshat of this whole discussion in the drashas and the back and forth, the miyut and the ribuyim? How do we understand it? Zok l'chazaynish, a tremendous chiddush. If a person builds monkey bars in his backyard, do you have a chiyuv ma'ika to build a fence around the monkey bars? It's high up. People are going to climb. Maybe they'll fall. Is there a chiyuv ma'ika? No. Zog l'chazaynish, no. Why? A ma'ika is, you have a pit in the middle of your rishos. People are going to be walking by. They'll fall in. There's a danger. People won't notice it. They'll be talking on their cell phones. Before they know it, they're in the pit. They can get themselves pretty badly hurt. There the Torah says, you can't have anything unsafe. You have a responsibility to take care of it. On the other hand, if you're going climbing on a roof, you're on the roof of a skyscraper, do you need, anyone who goes up to that roof knows good and well, if he closes his eyes and keeps on walking, he's gonna end up killing himself. He's aware of the risk. He knows he's high up, he's on a roof. If he falls off, he's in trouble. So he knows to be careful. This should not be when you're going ahead and you're doing something where people may not notice, they don't realize there's a danger, they can get themselves hurt, that we understand. You can't do that. On the other hand, when you're climbing up, when you're on a roof, you know you're high up, you know if you walk off the edge, you're finished. So who says it's the owner's responsibility to make sure that people don't do things silly? They know the risk. They climb up to the roof on their own volition. So let them watch themselves. And why is it my problem? When the Torah says, this is a gzeiros hakasuv, that even though it's something the person there knows about it, he knows to be careful. Nevertheless, the Torah is saying, if there's a roof of a house, you have responsibility above and beyond. You have to put up a fence to make sure people don't do anything silly and they do not walk off the edge of the roof. However, comes out according to Chazon Ish that a roof, me'ikar hadin, is not looked at as a dangerous place. Because although obviously if you fall off, you're in trouble, anyone on a roof knows I have to be careful. And therefore, it's only because of this new din, a gzeiros hakasuv, that even though the person's aware of the risk, he accepted the risk, they're careful, nevertheless, you have to put up a wall, you have to make sure there's no risk whatsoever. This gzeiros hakasuv is limited. It applies only to a gag of a bias. It has to be a base dira. You have to meet these criteria. It has to be a house where people live in. However, if people don't live, it's not a base dira, then this gzeiros hakasuv does not apply. And a roof, you have no obligation whatsoever. You have a warehouse, according to the Rambam, or if you have a marpeset, you have a porch, l'kulei alma, zok d'chazon ish, you have no responsibility to put up a fence. People can fall. They know that risk. They'll be careful. And that's not your responsibility. So it comes out a little bit svaras hafuchas. It comes out, according to the Devar Avraham and the others, the roof of the house is the highest risk category. That's the most dangerous area. That's why you have an essay and you have a lois essay. According to the Chazon Ish, adarabba, a roof of a house, what's the problem? People, when you're up on top, you know that you're in danger. You know to be careful. We don't have to worry about it. It's only because of the gzeiros hakasuv, and that's why this gzeiros hakasuv only applies to these specific cases. But anything that does not qualify will be exempt from the din of Micah. Now it'll come out tremendous nafmin lahalacha. What happens if you have a porch or you have a deck? So, if the point is that if you go with the Dvar Avraham's approach, Lahiras Nasan, Shevet Halevi, and others, that if there's that a roof of the house just means it's used a lot, there's a danger. So Kolshkein v'Kolshkein, if you have a deck, people use their decks very very commonly. That's what it's there for. People go out constantly to it. It's very likely they use it more than the roofs were used back then. So therefore, if a roof is a fee of Michael, Kolshkein v'Kolshkein, a deck where it's part of your house, it's part of the Beis Dira, you certainly have to put up a mikvah. You have to make sure your railing is high enough. You have to make sure it's going to be 10 tefachim. That's according to the Lahiras Nasan. On the other hand, according to Chazon Ish, adarabba, anything which is high up and everyone realizes whenever someone goes onto a deck, he knows he's on a deck, he knows he's on a high area. Mikra hadin, there's no chiyuv mikvah. Why? Watch yourself. It's only a pit or something which you may not notice. There's a chiyuv of leisas and dam b'vesach. So zok lechazayin esh chiddush. If you have a marpeset, if you have a porch or a deck, that's not a roof of a bias. It's not the roof of a house. It's just its own porch that sticks out. Zok lechazayin esh. It does not qualify for this gzeiros hakasuv, and there's no chiyuv mikra. Before it could come out, you would have no chiyuv to put a fence around a marpeset, around a deck which is not built on top of a house.
The danger is much greater because you might not notice that it's written in the construction code.
Okay, so in the Chazonish itself, I'll say, now I don't want to blame this on the Chazonish, because it's not clear from what he says, but it's very Yitzchak. I don't know if he's arguing on the Metzius with the Devar Avram. The Devar Avram says a roof of a house is high risk. People fall all the time, they have assay, avloy, say everything. Chazonish seems to be saying, roof of the house, what's the risk? Everyone knows they're up there, they're going to be careful. I don't know if his... Right, I'm not sure, but what I would suggest, and I can't say this for sure, is the Chazonish is not arguing that the Metzius is people don't fall off. We don't have a focus how common it is. The Chazonish's point is, whose liability is it? When you dig a ditch in your property, people walk around without looking down all the time. You have liability, because you're setting that guy up to get hurt. It's your achrayus, and there we have the law, we have an obligation to go ahead, don't put people in danger. Chazonish might be that when people are going on the roof and they know they're on that roof, I don't have to go ahead and worry about people doing silly things. And even though statistically they may do it all the time, that's their achrayus, it should be a din. Don't be stupid, don't walk off roofs. That should be the law. Because it's an achrayus on the person to guard himself. It's only when I do something which he's not aware of and doesn't realize and I'm setting him up, that's where my achrayus is. So I don't know if Chazonish is saying in Metzius, it could be he's just talking about, even though it's common, but it's not my chiyuv, if not for the gezeiras hakosev of Vasisa Maika Lugagacha. Oh, Chazonish Taka says, if you have children around, he says that's pasha, you'll have a danger. But he says there, so three tzvachim will be enough. I don't know which children he's talking about, but again, that's a practical question, but okay. Because at the end of the day, if it's a risk, and if there are children, the Chazonish specifically says, if there are children, you're going to have to do something to mitigate that risk. But the din of Asisa Maike, he's saying it isn't there. Oh, railing of a staircase. Excellent question. So, it has to be?
That's the
shear. No, that's the shear. The Chazonish, L'choira would hold, let's like this. L'choira with the svar of the Chazonish, when you're climbing up the stairs, you know you're going to a high area. And L'choira, according to the Chazonish, L'shitasai, since you're aware of this risk, should hold, there's no chiyuv. Now, in truth, this is also a Sifri. It's the next Sifri that we didn't get to. That Darshan's the Mid, I think, is from, I'm not sure if it's Gagecha or from Bias, that if you have a ramp, there's no chiyuv Maika. A ramp, there's no chiyuv Maika. The Malbim explains, what's the pshat? Why is a ramp excluded from the chiyuv Maika? So he says, really, the Chazonish is svar. He says, since when you're walking up a ramp, you know you're on the ramp to go from high to low or low to high, you know you're going in a place, you're putting yourself at a risk. People who walk up ramps or who walk upstairs, they know of the risk, they realize, if I step off the ramp, I probably will hurt myself very badly. So therefore, he says, that's pshat in the mir, that's why a ramp, or for that matter, stairs, do not have a chiyuv maika. Now, there is a machloikis among the achrayim how to understand this mir. The Chochmas Adam says that in his example of maika, he says, a person has to be very careful to make sure that if you have stairs, that there's a maika to the stairs. Now, the question is, you have a mefurisha sifri that says there's no chiyuv maika. So there are two interpretations. What some learn that the Sifri just means on top of the ramp and on bottom of the ramp. The Sifri is coming to say you don't need a mic on the top of the ramp and on the bottom. And there's the entrance, the going into the ramp. But the side, he says, some learn, there is a chiyuv maika because while a person's walking up the steps, he might fall off. Now again, it's a chiddush, certainly a chiddush or a dichoy in the lashon of the Sifri. What others learn in the Chachmas Adam is that Ein Hachanami. The stairs themselves do not need on either side because, again, you're aware of the risk and that's not the chiyuv of the Sisamaka L'Gagacha. What he means is that every stairs leads up to a landing. Now, on top of that landing, again, there's the entry to the stairs, but what about the sides? Now, the sides of that landing is not the steps, but you have a problem. A person's walking around his hall upstairs, and he won't notice that, you know, he won't notice that the steps are over there, and he'll fall off. So some learn that what all the Chachmas Adam means is that on the top, on the landing that the stairs lead into, there, that's an open area, that's an open exposed There, there's a chiyah ma'ika. So it means you have to build a ma'ika around the top of the steps, but in a chanami, the railing going down, when you're actually on the steps, there would be no chiyah based on this sefri, based on the svara of the Malbim L'chazoinish, that when you're there, you're aware of it, there's no chiyah ma'ika.
I guess it's a little landing,
okay, Enochanan, but the Shevet HaLevi, the Horus Nelson, really look at it a little bit differently. They say Gag is a Chiddush. Even the roof of your house needs a Micah, Koshka in your house itself. So on your second floor, if there's an opening down to the stairs and you can fall, they say it's a Dover Pasha, you would need a Micah, you need something to protect it. That's Lishitasam, that it's all a practical question, is there a risk or not? In the Chazanish, you can don more the same way he says on a porch. If it's not, there's no base dira underneath it, is that considered a gag? You're right. You're talking that since there's a base dira underneath it, you would need the mica regardless. So again, what comes out is the Chazanish's chiddush is that whenever people know they're putting themselves at risk, they know they're in a high area, me'ikar hadin, it should not be the responsibility of the Baal HaBayis. That the person who's up there should watch where he's going. On that, we have a chiddush of Sisin Michael Lugankecha, but that only applies to specific cases. And based on that, if you have a marpeset, if you have a porch, according to Chazanish, you don't have to worry about the Micah. If it's a danger, if in Mitzias Hadvarim you have children, there's a practical danger, you'll have to do something to mitigate that. That will not be a mitzvah say, that will only be to avoid the lav. And therefore, it won't have to be a Micah. You don't have to do it. It doesn't necessarily have to be 10 tfachim. In practice, 5 tfachim will be enough to make sure nothing happens. You'll be able to do that. You'll have no responsibility. There'll be no inyan of mitzvah by yoytzmi b'shluchai. You don't necessarily have to be the one to build that Micah because it's not the mitzvah saseh of building a Micah. It's just loisasim dam v'esecha. It's making sure that people will not get hurt. Mashenke, according to the Roy Vachroinim, that understand it's a practical question, since a porch certainly is a place of danger, there would be a chiyah ma'ika. Now the Stipler in the Kisvei Kilus Yaakov, Simon Kuf Samuch, he brings down this Chazaynish, but he brings down a number of Rishonim that are meduyik, not like the Chazaynish, and he says you cannot be Samuch on it, Lahakal. He says, had the Chazaynish seen these Rishonim, it's very Yitach, and he himself would have been Choyzer, and therefore Halachal Amaisa, even if it's not the roof of a bias, nevertheless, any area which is commonly used, the person would be mechuyev to make a ma'ika and follow all the prote dinim of hilchos ma'ika, since in practice there is a danger.